guests here, welcome to this time and this place. Blessed be God, the Creator, who gave the planets their orbits and the stars their appointed rhythms, who made time and space and history, for it is this same God who has created this time. The circumstance in which we now stand, declaring that a new relationship of love and meaning is to be brought into being. We're gathered here today to signify before humanity this new creation that God has ordained. Let us pray. Come dwell with us now, Almighty God, that we may know that this time and this place are made holy because they are created by your power and indwelt by your Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Karen and Jay, you told me, and I'll share with those others gathered here when we first met, that it was very important for you to wait and do this until you were part of a particular community, one we call the church. You found a church home here at Pee-wee Valley Presbyterian and have taken these steps in the witness of those gathered here today and those not here, but very much a part of your family, a big part of the church. And the authority given to us comes through our Holy Scripture, and there are a couple of things that our Scripture has to say about the occasion that we are celebrating here now. The Bible tells us that when earth was first created, God placed there a human being. One human being to work and to care for the earth. The earth was bountiful and lovely, made to provide for all of this one's needs. There were fields and mountains and skies and seas. There were great rivers flowing through the earth, providing water in abundance. There were birds and fish, grain to grow, food to eat. There were animals to keep this one human being company and to provide for every need. Everything that could make the creature happy was placed on earth. But still, our story tells us something was lacking. A loneliness persisted in the one's soul, and all the wealth of all of the earth, all the goods and possessions did not cure the lack. Something was missing. And it was then, we read, that God in wisdom and grace created another human being. It was then, when the one became two, that the lack was resolved and the two became one. No more did the loneliness persist. The two found fulfillment in each other as they would find in nothing else. In the Second Testament, the New Testament of our Bible, the Apostle Paul says that we are to love each other as Christ loves the church. How does Christ love the church? In its loveliness and in its obedience, but also in its unworthiness. Christ loves the church at its best and its worst. It's on this covenant between Christ and the church, a church that you have found in this community, that Christian marriage is founded. A wife is to love her husband. A husband is to love his wife in joy and in sorrow, in plenty and in want, in sickness and in health, in youth and in age, in harmony and in discord, until death parts them. As God formed this covenant between Christ and the church, so does God form the same covenant between whosoever should enter into a committed covenantal bond. Karen Jay, Matt and Megan, gathered friends, believing that marriage is a relationship created by God in the creation of the world, and a covenant established by God when Christ called the church into being. Those of us here seated and standing in the presence of God signify and affirm your marriage, Karen and Jay. And so I ask you, as we begin understanding all of this that God created, ordered, and blessed the covenant of marriage, do you too affirm your desire and your intention to enter into this covenant? Do you? Megan and Matt, I ask you, as witnesses and family standing with Karen and Jay, will you give your blessing to them and promise to do everything in your power to uphold them in the vows that they share today? Do you? Karen and Jay asked me to read and us to hear a couple of passages of Scripture. The first is from the First Testament, the Old Testament book of Ruth. Two short verses. Ruth said, "Do not press me to leave you or to turn back from following you. Where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die. There will I be buried. May the Lord do thus and so to me and more as well, if even death parts me from you." Those are, I believe, two of the most beautiful, heartfelt, and heart-wrenching verses in our whole Bible. We don't read them out loud very often, at least as part of a worship service, and then talk a bit more about them, celebrate them. But Karen and Jay, these were two verses that you wanted included in this time together from the very first moment that we met, and you shared with me your hopes and desires for this day. And so we've read them in the context of this worship service, and I will talk just a bit more about them. Matt and Megan, I should tell you, and I'm sure you ladies know very well, when Karen and Jay and I first met together before we began our regular meetings this year, I shared with them what I share with all couples that ask me to participate in their wedding ceremony. I tell them that this ceremony is a worship service, and as such, it's a time focused first and foremost on the mystery that we all share and that we most commonly call God. As a worship service, the main focus is on God and not on these two, not on you two. Now, that often sounds harsh to couples. The wedding service is the main focus, and we are the bride and the groom. Surely we are the focus. Karen, you and Jay didn't have that reaction. I remember that well. Mostly, I believe, because your understanding of who God is, where God is, and how God is one that allows God to be the center of everything in your life. And I believe that because you also asked me to read these verses today on this occasion of your wedding from the first letter of John. We are instructed, "Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way: God sent the only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that God loved us and sent the Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God has loved us so much, we also ought to love one another." And then the writer reminds us, "No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and God's love is perfected in us." God is love. And those who abide in God, God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this way, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment, because as God is, so are we in the world. There is no fear of love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. We love because God first loved us. God is the focus, the center of this ceremony, because this is a ceremony centered on love, your love, from God and for one another. The love that the two of you have nurtured, that continues to grow, and that you are now sharing with us, Matt and Megan. There's another Matt behind the organ. The ladies here, and even our photographer, Greg. The love that you have shared with all of us is a love from God. You're sharing that love with our whole church community, symbolized here, where we all stand together, and you're exploring more deeply the mystery of God. God who is love. One of the reasons I think that the verses we read earlier that you offered us from the book of Ruth are so beautiful and heart-wrenching is because they are one of the most profound articulations of love that we have. God doesn't have a speaking role in the book of Ruth. If you don't believe me, look that up later. But God speaks powerfully and profoundly and provocatively through the love that Ruth offers and Naomi accepts. Whatever other words or doctrines or rituals we may choose to describe the mystery that gives meaning to our lives and that we must express, it begins with love shared and received and returned. God is at the center of this ceremony because the love you two share is the focus of our celebration, the lens through which we see and experience love itself this afternoon. No one has ever seen God, but as you love one another, God lives in you and we see it. God is perfected in you and we feel it. Aaron and Jay, are you ready for this?
Yes, so.
I know that you are. You've said so. We know that you are because we have said so. It is that love of God and your love for one another that has brought you here today to become one in the eyes of God and one in the eyes of your family and your friends. The love of God and your love for each other is the foundation of your future. In committing yourself to each other, you commit to the hope and the promise of a love that's already true and mature for the sake of a richer and deeper life together. I bid you, make love the foundation of your future. And friends, all let today be both a solemn and a festive occasion as we witness the love shared between Karen and Jay and the joining of their hands in marriage. Karen, Jay, we do believe that God has called you together to be joined in marriage. As you step to this chancel, will you turn to each other? Karen and Jay have written words that they wish to share on this occasion, words of promise. More specifically than sharing with us, they share with one another. We invite you now to do just that. Karen, beginning with you.
Jay, because of you, I laugh, I smile, and I dare to dream again. I look forward to it with great joy, spending the rest of my life with you and all it has to offer. To care for you, to nurture you, and be there for you. You have shown me a new world, one I never experienced. You have allowed me to know a loving and caring person that you are, who's accepted me into your heart, no matter my flaws, without exception, and loves me. I marry you with my eyes wide open. You have helped me let go of the past and embrace the future. Thank you for making me laugh again. And bless you for taking my hand as we begin anew. I am proud to marry you this day. Jay, I promise to wipe away your tears with my laughter and your pain with care and compassion. I promise to be honest and supportive as God watches over us, and with his help, together we will wipe our old canvases of our lives clean and fill them with new color, harmony, and beauty. I give myself to you completely, and I promise to always love you from this day forward with every beat of my heart.
Before we began, I asked Jay if who should go first, and he suggested maybe Karen for this very reason. Beautiful words. Karen, Jay, please.
Karen, from the moment our paths crossed, you've surprised me, distracted me, captivated me, and challenged me in a way that no human being ever has. Because of you, I laugh, I smile all the time, and I dare to dream again. I've fallen in love with you again and again, countless times, without reservation. I can't believe today I get to marry my best friend. I am proud and honored to take you as my wife. And for all the time we have been together, there has always been the kind of mutual understanding which is only shared in true love. You have helped me through triumphs and challenges, encouraged my personal growth, and boasted my self-esteem. You have helped me become the person I am today, and with your help and God's, I will be a better person tomorrow than I was yesterday. With God's help, I promise to be true to you, to uplift you, and support you, to laugh and cry with you, to frustrate you and challenge you, to help you grow as an individual. so that we may grow side by side, so that we will always find strength in one another and to share with you the beautiful moments of life. Today, as we start our new life together as husband and wife, and let God, with his amazing love, fill it with new color, harmony, and beauty, I give myself to you completely, and I promise to love you always with every beat of my heart.
Karen and Jay, since it is your intention to marry, having heard the affirmations of Megan and Matt and your promises to one another, will you now join hands and with these vows bind yourselves to each other as husband and wife as you repeat after me the following words? Jay, I do begin with you. Karen, you have my unconditional love.
Karen, you have my unconditional love.
I promise to comfort you.
I promise to comfort you.
And seek comfort in you.
And seek comfort in you.
To support you.
To support you.
And to seek your support.
And to seek your support.
To laugh with you.
To laugh with you.
Cry with you.
Cry with you.
And grow with you.
And grow with you.
For all the days of my life.
For all the days of my life.
Karen, in the same way, will you repeat these words after me? Jay, you have my unconditional love.
Jay, you have my unconditional love.
I promise to comfort you.
I promise to comfort you.
And seek comfort in you.
And seek comfort in you.
To support you.
To support you.
And to seek your support.
To support.
And to seek your support. To laugh with you.
To laugh with you.
Cry with you.
To cry with you.
And grow with you.
And to grow with you.
For all the days of my life.
For all the days of my life.
Aaron and Jay have chosen, as is very customary, to exchange a symbol of these vows and their promises. I'd ask Matt for the rings at this moment.
I check.
The laughter begins. Let us pray. By your blessing, O God, may these rings be to Karen and Jay symbols of their unending love and faithfulness, reminding them of the covenant they have made this day through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Jay, will you take Karen's ring, place it on her finger as you repeat after me? This ring I give you.
This ring I give you.
As a sign of our constant faith.
As a sign of our constant faith.
And abiding love.
And abiding love.
In the name of the Father.
In the name of the Father.
And of the Son.
And of the Son.
And of the Holy Spirit.
And of the Holy Spirit.
Karen, in the same way, will you place this ring on Jay's finger as you repeat after me? This ring I give you.
This ring I give you.
As a sign of our constant faith.
As a sign of our constant faith.
And abiding love.
And abiding love.
In the name of the Father.
In the name of the Father.
And of the Son.
And of the Son.
And of the Holy Spirit.
And of the Holy Spirit.
Karen and Jay have shared with me a new ritual symbolizing even deeper and more fully all that is happening today. It's the combining of some glass crystals of different colors into one vase that will be sent, blown into glass, including a Christmas ornament that will be for your first Christmas together as husband and wife. That ceremony and those crystals are set up behind me. As I step out of the way, Karen and Jay join their lives together even deeper.
Thank you.
Beautiful, Matt. Thank you. Let us pray together. O Holy One, we, the created, praise you, our Creator. For before the worlds were, before the stars exploded into birth, you intended love. From the oneness of your will came many forms of life. Over the void, over the chaos and its deep, came your Spirit breathing light. Let there be. And there was and there is and evermore shall be a new creation. We breathe your breath, image your likeness, share in the nature called good, male and female, mother, father, sister, brother, daughter, son, husband, wife. We long and we belong together like the earth, the air, the water, and the fire. And we combine our voices in thanking you for this new relationship sealed before us with your grace and your peace and your promise of love and of support. Hear us now as we pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Karen and Jay, I declare to you that according to the witness and the will of God, according to the witness alone of the Church of Jesus Christ here at Peewee Valley Presbyterian, and by the power afforded me by not just this state, but most importantly, this church, you are now husband and wife. You may kiss the bride. Karen and Jay, fulfill the promises that you have made to each other this day. Grow in your devotion to one another, love and serve each other and the Lord forever. Dear friends, may God continue to bless and keep us all. May God's face continue to shine upon us. May God continue to lift us up and give us all peace now and forever. Karen and Jay, will you turn and face Megan and Matt and your friends? Megan, would you give Karen her flowers back? Friends, it is with great pleasure that I introduce to you for the first time as husband and wife, Mr. and Mrs. Wallace Poole.